Blog Talk Radio.
Just letting it all hang out. She's a brat.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
All right, let's see what we can get. Hit the one button now, Rich. Hit the one, but there you go. Oh, man. Okay, now we're getting somewhere, Hit the one button, Greg,
Yeah, I can hear you now. All I was getting was dead air before.
Yeah, I can see the board was up, but it wasn't connecting to nobody.
Yeah. So,
hold on, let me get.
I'll be in the bush.
Hello?
I said you're all good and everything's working, so I'll be in the bushes.
Yeah, except for my Bluetooth. It ain't loud enough like the other one was.
Well, it's just
okay, we don't still manage it. Huh?
That's because you're going deaf. You're old.
I'm going dead. I'm getting old.
Going deaf. Getting old.
Oh. No, nah, it can't be that in just 1 week. Hey, Greg, are we getting old or what, man? We say we getting old.
Hey, Shay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out. It went dead. Something went dead on
there,
and then it just cut off.
God, dog. And the computer going to do it again. Oh, man, cause I ain't getting no juice. Hey, y'all stay on the line and y'all talk. Let me see if I can get this thing back going.
What's going on, Greg?
Hey, how you doing? You okay?
Oh, I'm loving life.
Good, good, good. You been you took the car out lately?
Motor's at the engine shop right now. We had a Morrell roller lifter break.
Oh, Lord. Man.
So.
That I understand.
We're down at the moment, but.
And that's expensive. Now, I mean, if it's at the engine shop, it ain't cheap. So you got to start over again and all that stuff. And they got to check everything out.
No, actually, believe it or not, the camshaft is salvageable. It's going out Monday and going to get reground and cleaned up and just got to put a set of lifters in it. It didn't hurt anything else in the motor.
Good, man.
But
you should be happy.
We caught it. Yeah, I am. I'm extremely happy. But we caught it during warm-up prior to the event.
Okay.
We heard it chirping and when it went bad. So we got lucky.
Now they got the pull your own pedal at Milan. They got the re-rained out date.
September 10th.
Okay, September the 10th. Yeah. Oh, okay. So is that where you heard it at, or was that in the area where you was at?
I was at the one prior to that at Onondaga's where mine broke.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think Onondaga got one coming up too, ain't it, in September?
We got one. Actually, it's one of the things we're going to talk about tonight. Limpy is coming up this coming Saturday to Onondaga for slip and slide, no prep, big tire, daily or true street, and small tire.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's still at Onondaga, though, right?
Yep. Onondaga this Saturday.
Okay, what time the gates open? Do you know if it's 12?
Well, let me find out for you.
Okay.
Y'all still there?
Yeah, we still
here. Yeah, we're here. I don't want to give you
false
information.
Well, you can give it to Shake. Shake can put it on Facebook or something, and then we'll know what time it's open. Cause I'm thinking about going if the weather permitting. Cause we went to we called Milan, and Milan said they had canceled pour your own puddle. So I said, oh man, so it can't go to. So we just went on down on Hamilton over here for this for the Woodward Dream Cruise. Right there on Six Mile and Woodward. That's where everybody was at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't want to go way down there because Pine Mile is Ferndale. Is, that's all. You know what that is. You ain't no sense. We don't go out there. We ain't never. I ain't never went out there. 9 Mile of Pontiac. I ain't never went to the Woodward Dream Cruise. We just stay right there on Six Mile. Six Mile in Woodward, right in that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not.
Corey, your
mic is
open.
We'll have to ask Woody. We'll have to ask
Woody
when he gets on you later, Greg. What's going on, Corey?
What's up, Greg?
Hey, Corey, what's going on, man? I ain't seen you in a while.
Hey, work is staying out the way.
Oh, okay. I understand. Yeah, grands don't stop for nobody.
That's
on top for nobody. So look, now Queso giving his thing next week. And I don't know about the way they got it set up. It's because I was talking to Peso, and I said, Peso, well, what about your big tire thing? He said, well, you're going to have to get in to run with your brung or something like that. I said, what? You know, he really pushing for them small tire cars to get out there, and they got a lot of money at stake.
Yeah, I know.
We got somebody about to come in.
Hey, good Lord. I got
Hold on, let me get this caller. 734-1056. What we got, caller?
Woody Sloan.
What up, Woody Sloan?
Yeah, from Monadega.
I didn't recognize your number, man. I ain't seen you when. How you doing, brother?
Good. How you guys doing?
Man, it's raining like cats and dogs over here, and I'm soaking wet because I just come from outside, Woody.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm out here now. It's not raining out here.
See, ain't
you
got no rain
level?
Here in my neighborhood.
No.
Oh, shoot. Hey, Greg, tell them it's raining cats and dogs here.
Oh, my goodness, man. I'm telling you, it's thunder and lightning all over here, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
hey,
we've been
Woody.
Getting a lot of rain. We got rained out a lot this year already with that rain.
Yeah.
At your track?
Yeah, at the track, yeah.
At your track?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I just want to give you guys
man.
A shout, see what you're doing, see what's going on. Any big races coming up, wanted to tell you that I got that track open down in Illinois finally. You got two races under my belt down there. Things are going pretty good down there.
Give us the date of your race at Onondaga, and then we'll work with the other track you got.
Yeah, well, next week, the 27th, we got Limpy coming in to do the flagging for us. We're going to have a no-prep event there. And should get a good crowd every time he comes in. While you know he's
what time the gates opening
it.
Up, Woody?
9:00. 9:00.
9 a.m. That's what I thought, but I didn't want to put that out there until I talked to you.
Yeah. It starts at 9:00, and then we usually start about 10:30 racing. You know, we'll have a driver's meeting, and then we'll start the race right after, and give everybody a chance to get in and get unloaded and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard you talking about the small tire. Yeah, the small tire, the big tire seems like it's kind of dying off a little bit.
Yeah, those small tires.
Those big tires, I don't think they're trying to hurt their car. They ain't trying to run as much.
You don't think what?
I don't think they're trying to hurt their car. It seems like they scarcely go out. Sometimes when they have an event, it doesn't be to everybody there at the same time.
Yeah.
Sure, look, we was at Milan when we had that pour your own puddle. It wasn't that many big tire cars out there. It was 60, 70 small tires, and it was,
small tires.
You know, I guess the pot is so big. I mean, they got a big pot for that for the small tire. But, you know, a lot of people
mm-hmm.
are like me. I don't want to change my car over to no small tire. I could care less. Y'all got a big tire class? We're running that class. So I'll be at Onondaga this weekend because it's a big tire, right?
Yes, sir. Big tire and small tire.
Okay. Big tire and small tire. Okay. Yep.
And
I'll be
True
there.
Street.
And
True,
yeah,
and
True Street. Okay.
Yeah, Street and Hard Tire. Yeah, we got that, too, so.
Okay.
We got something for everybody, man. Something for everyone. Everybody can race something out there.
Yeah.
We should have a good crowd. It should be a good pot. This pot, though, we're only charging $200 for the big tire and the small tire. But I think we'll get a lot of cars, though. A lot of cars. He has a good following,
okay.
And we usually do pretty good on our no preps out there. I mean, we have quite a few of the no prep races.
Is that
Hood
TV giving it?
No.
Uh-uh.
Limpy's run.
Oh, Limpy. Oh, that's right. Okay, gotcha. You did say that. So, okay.
Yeah, I did have a small tire the other day and paid $10,000 out there.
Wow.
And
ooh, 10 grand.
I think they was 20 cars. I paid 20 grand. I guaranteed it, yeah. But, you know, you got to get the spectators. And you get spectators, you can pay money, you know. And no prep
that's,
draws
that's
spectators.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We try to put on a good show for you out there, Woody. We try
yes,
like
sir.
Hell.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Every time you come out, we have a good time. I know I do.
Well,
a lot of
I didn't
action.
Have so much fun my last time, but, you know.
No, I broke my car last time.
We understand.
Oh, that's no good. Well,
yeah,
you
we'll
know
be
things
back.
Happen.
We won't make it back together for this weekend, but we'll be back together. We'll be back out for the next PYLP out there.
Yeah. Well, we got another one coming up with Hood TV, I think, in 3 weeks. I think that's when it is. I'm not for sure. I don't have the schedule in front of me. But I'm going to have another guaranteed $10,000 race 40 years over, so.
No,
I definitely
fair.
Want to know when that is.
Yeah, I'll put it out on Facebook. Just keep in touch with the Facebook. And maybe I'll get with Shake and Bake and tell him about it before we do it. And let a few people
please
know
do.
In that way.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do y'all have a rain check day just in case we come out there and it may be raining?
No,
there's
I haven't.
Absolutely.
I didn't set one, but we will make it up. You know.
Oh, okay.
There's absolutely no rain in the forecast for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday next week. None.
Oh, that's
zero.
Great. That's good.
Good. Good.
So
yeah,
we might actually have
you,
a good weekend.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If in case it rains, how do you go about rescheduling? Do you have something already on the charts for next week, and you try to find an opening, or you have to cancel
the race?
Well,
I'll try to have a. I don't do like these other guys. I don't schedule out all year, so I usually schedule
mm-hmm.
2 or 3 weeks out. So we will be
yeah.
able to make it up. You know, if I have to, I'll run two classes. I mean, I'll run no prep the same week, and then. After I get done with no prep, I'll prep the track and run the bracket one that we're supposed to
right.
run, you know. So we run both
that's,
of them. And seems like the fans like that, too, because, you know, they get a lot of entertainment for the same price, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't affect the no prep guys because I run them first with no prep out there.
Right, right.
You guys have been out there.
You
know it's a good
that.
No prep track. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes,
yeah.
it is.
I will say it's probably one of the fastest surfaces we race on.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of good. You know,
it's definitely one of the better. It's definitely one of the better surfaces for us, Woody. I'll tell you that. I mean, it's still sketchy. I mean, you
yeah.
still got to know what you're doing, but we can definitely put more power down out there than we can anyplace else. But
well, that's good.
Puts on a good show.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It's fast. I know it's fast, and you know it's not like most of these tracks around. But if you run from the backside, it's about the same thing, you know, pretty much.
Okay.
I've never been to the War in the Woods, but I hear it's similar a little bit
Ooh.
To my track. I don't know.
That
you guys
is
been
a
out
fast.
There?
That is a very, very fast track, and it's very
oh, really?
Sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you
but,
say
yeah,
sketchy,
if you've
what
never
you
been
mean,
down there,
Rich?
if you've never been down there, Woody, that's an event you really ought to go down and check out. Just go down as a spectator, spend the weekend or the day down there. You will have a blast. Jeff
yeah,
puts on one hell of a show.
Yeah, the guys tell me they have a good time down there.
Yep.
Yeah. I wanted to get with them, guys. I don't know. I'm going to put it out there. I want to start a no-prep series next year, and I want to pay $50,000 for the championship at the end of the year, a points no-prep deal. I think it'll work.
Ooh, that's going to be some organization.
Yeah.
You got to really organize that out.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
And I think we can do it. My plan is to do it with four different tracks, and I'll have a points race at each track once a month. And then at the end of the year, we're going to – you'll have to pick a home track that you get points from, and at the end of the year, we're going to take four cars, the four top cars from each track, and have a shootout for the $50,000.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that. You know, I got two tracks. We're going to do it. We'll run it in Illinois for the people down in that area and Onondaga. And I want to talk to Brown County, and there's another track in Kentucky. I want to talk to them and see if I can get them on board with it.
The Brothers?
But I don't know. It's I-60, I think it is. It's correct, because I went down there. They had a no prep race down there. They had a lot of cars too, so they draw cars down there. But I think it'd be a good deal. You know, it'll be just an organization, and you have to be a member of it to run. And we'll get four cars from each place, and you know, $50,000 is a lot of money because you know a lot of these organizations. I'm not going to mention no names, but you run all year and you spend a lot of money and you don't get nothing at the end of the year. You get
exactly
one.
That's what we was talking about.
Place didn't give you nothing. You know, hardly a $400 or $500 item. So, and you know, they're making all the money and they're not giving nothing back to the racers that need it and put money in their
right.
car. I
and
mean,
the, and the,
I raced
and
all my life and I never. Yeah, I raced all
the
my life, never made a penny.
Most of us don't.
Well,
yeah,
yeah,
no,
I don't know too many people, but you know, if you pay back $50,000 back, and somebody, you know, they'll probably split it at the end, maybe. But if you're going to race, you might as well race where you're going to make the money.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
You perked me, are you, Trish?
Because you know what. What I've been noticing, a lot of guys was complaining about, they travel to one track, pull a car out, race, buy fuel, food, spend a bunch of money, then go to another track, do the same thing over and over. And that's what was eating them up. And then at the end of the year, when it's time to collect, they don't win, so they lost the whole year.
Yeah.
And that's been one of their biggest complaints.
Well, the deal I'm going to have is, you can race every points race, but if you won't get points unless you're racing at one track, your home track. You'll pick a track, and that's the track you get the points at. So if you're going to race, you know, it's a shot for you to make some good money, and plus you win purses every race too, you know, just like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be good for the racers. It'll be good for the tracks that promoting this thing because you'll have a following, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you guys think about it? What's your input on that?
I'm interested 110%. I'm ready to go.
I am too. I tell you now, here's the flip side. Now, you know, mine just opened recently, you know, not too long ago. They got the no prep there too. Basically, we've been going there, and that is our home track. But like I said, I love Onondaga. It's the same distance for me. To me, it's the same distance. So
yeah.
If you came up with that concept of having it at your track, you have having us as the home track for you at Onondaga, I think that'd be exceptional.
Yeah, and that don't stop you from running at Milan. It don't stop you from running at Milan or anywhere. But once a month, we'll just have a race there, and you'll get points. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the year, I'll pick four from the four top points guys from each race, each track. And, you know, it should be a good deal, I think. So we'll see what happens. That's a plan.
Do you have any idea of how many races at each track you're going to get, or you're going to just let them all battle out until the end of the year?
Well, I think we'll probably, you know, we'll probably have four to five races at each track. So, I mean, we run through the summer. We got 5 or 6 months easy that we can run. So I think probably I'll have to look at it, but probably once a month, and we'll do it 5 months, so we'll have five races in each track.
Okay.
I'm really excited about it. I think it'll work. I think it'll work, and I think it's going to be good for the racers and, you know,
and the fans.
Yeah, and the fans, too. You'll get a fan base. You know, you come out right now, and I know all you guys, you come to my track. And but if you're coming, you got a shot to win $50,000 next year. So I think it'll be a real good thing if we get it off the ground here. But I'll be putting it on my Facebook and the rules and everything here.
And you said it's going to be a total of how many tracks?
I'm going to try to get four tracks.
Or five.
Yeah, and I'm going to get them spread out, you know, in Illinois, Kentucky, and Indiana.
Got you.
Now, is there a curfew at Onondaga?
There is a curfew. We can't run after dark, but we get done. If you start at 10 o'clock, heck, we get done. You can run out a lot of cars in that length of time.
Okay.
Yeah, usually we're
in
done
in the summertime, there it don't get dark to 9:30, 10 o'clock, you know.
They say normally we're out of there by 7-ish.
Yeah.
Unless
we
have a catastrophic accident or some shit. But usually we're out of there by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 or 7, we're done easily. So if we have to, I think we've been starting them about 11 or 12, though. We could start them 2 hours earlier than that, really. We could open the gate today.
Yeah, driver's meetings are usually 11 o'clock, I think, and then we start racing after that, so yeah, around noon.
Yeah. Well, it's something to think about.
That sounds like a good thing.
Yeah. You definitely got my interest.
Well, that's good. We'll get some more, we'll be ready to roll. I thank you, Jake, for letting me come on and talk with you guys and spreading the word here a little bit.
Not a problem, but we need some more information about this new track. Give us the name of the track, address.
Well,
you got it. And
I don't even remember the address, say the truth, but it's the only one in Harrisburg, Illinois. And it's
Harrisburg, Illinois.
If you look it up, I renamed the track. It was a Sella Quarter, but I changed it to Sloan Harrisburg Dragway. And it's a beautiful track. When you guys look it up, it's beautiful. I mean, it is a beautiful track. It was closed down for three or four years. The guy put a lot of money in. When you see it, I mean, it's one of the nicest tracks around. And 2 weeks ago, we ran a no prep there. Nobody had run on that track in 4 years, and it went great. We had a good turnout there, and I mean, it was nice. It was really, really nice. Nice bleachers. The bleachers are covered with so you don't get burnt up with the sun. And I mean, it's a cement all the way down. It's got a big tower across all the lanes. It's got two VIP suites up top, and towers in the middle. And it's super nice. Everybody comes there, loves that track. The guy that owned it, he got sick, and he just couldn't do it no more, so I ended up getting it from him.
Okay,
but my
we'll have to go
plan,
and support
I mean,
that.
I talked to these people before, but My plan is, you know, to buy these tracks that's closed down, because I don't want this sport to die. And it's just like everything else. What we grew up doing is going away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to cruise the drive-ins. We used to go to a drive-in theater. All that stuff is gone. Young kids now, they don't have nothing to do but sit in a room and play on the computer.
Right.
I want to try to keep this thing going, and I'm looking at another track
right now I'm checking into another one that's been closed for a few years. And
I got some information on a perfectly good track. Woody, I'm gonna have to talk to you about it. It's in another
give me a
state,
call.
But it'll be perfect for you.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. I mean, I'm not buying them to sell them or nothing like that. I'm just buying them to get them reopened and get them back on the map.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of these tracks, Detroit Dragway, I miss that track. I used to go there every Saturday night. Every Saturday night, man. 26
yes,
Mile Road, I used to go to that one, too. You guys
that was
ever
a track
go out there?
On 26 Mile Road?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was way before
when
my
I went,
time.
Was it? Yeah, it was the early 70s, it was open. I remember I had a 69 Roadrunner, and I took it out there. So. But I think they closed
okay.
down a year or two after that.
Was that called Motor City
Segway?
Okay.
Yeah, that was called Motor City. I think that was the name of Motor City.
Hey, that show here, that was
now,
a good track.
We talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that on the show. That track is still there, but there's some trees and debris that grew up around it, Woody.
Oh, yeah, but they got subdivisions around it pretty close now, and there's no way they'll ever let you open it up now. There's too much population around it. I went there about 20 years and walked that track there, and you're right. That tree's growing right up in the center of it, but it could have been straightened up, you know. But it's a good place. When I raced there, the return lane was gravel. That tells you how long ago it was. Yeah. But Detroit, I just had a blast at Detroit. I mean, I knew a lot of them guys and still a lot of them, but a lot of them are gone now. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of good guys that used to race down there all the time.
We still got some old timers left.
Yeah, remember Country Preacher? You remember that name?
Yeah, Country Preacher. He's in a nursing home. You know, he had his legs amputated.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Real bad.
I haven't seen him for years. Last time I saw him, Harold Martin revealed that Martin IV car that he did. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. And
that new car, that one that looked all weird.
Yeah, he had it at his out there in Novi at the shop, and he invited everybody out. I went out there, and CW was there that time, and
I was there with him.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
I was there, because you remember they gave CW a trophy. Yeah, they gave CW a trophy.
Oh, really?
I didn't even
remember that. Yeah, I was there.
They gave CW a trophy.
Yeah. You guys remember Houston, right, for sure?
Yeah.
Houston,
we had his funeral memorial. We had his memorial service here on the show.
Oh, really?
And Harold came on. Yeah, Harold came on the show and did his autobiography here on the show. And then the next week, he invited me to his shop.
Yep, he had Lil' Kim. Remember Lil' Kim?
Oh, yeah, Lil'
Kim.
I bought a car off of him, and I bought one of their last cars. They had I think it was an 88 Trans Am, and this was 89. I bought it off of them, and I went straight to Milan. And the fastest car I drove was a 940 car. I had a Monza. And the first pass, this guy was with me. I don't know if you guys know him. His name's Jack Sloan. He's got a pro mod now that they run, Sloan Boys. And I go to Milan, and Jack tells me, "Hey, take it easy with that car." I said, "Yeah, I'm going to." First pass, 773 at 173. That thing was hauling, man, I'm telling you. And I bought it off of Houston, and Harold had a 632 in it. Yeah, it was a good car. But, yeah, I've had a lot of fun over the years drag racing.
Hi, Jeff Rachel.
So what's your plans out to Onondaga, Woody?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, like more pit road, more that kind of stuff.
Well,
I know you were talking about last year.
Hey,
just didn't know how things were progressing.
On the show, we got a guy that knows you, talk with you.
Well, I tell you what I was going to do. I had it all set up. I was going to repave the track, but in the spring I had two lawsuits put against me, and I put a hold on everything till the lawsuits were settled.
Right, right.
So, we haven't got nowhere with that, but I don't think anything's going to come of it. But one guy, he was an older guy, and he ended up passing away. I don't know what happened to him, but he passed away. And I don't know what's going to happen on that case. And then I got another person that's the guy passed away. He wanted a part of the take of the gate, which that was never going to happen, but this other party, they're suing because of the noise, but there's no noise ordinance out there. And they've already went through court. They went through court already on that and even went to appeals court, and they never closed it down. So they're not closing it down this time, but you have to go through the motion, you know.
Right.
So Woody, somewhere down the line, are you going to have some, like, cement or asphalt? Like Milan had, they laid out a lot of cement where the gas will be on the grass, most of the grass, because a lot of times if it starts raining while we're there, they, you know, they get saturated, and then it, like, sinks your trailers and all that. So is there anywhere, somewhere in the future where we may see some pavement?
I am planning, but like I said, I got to settle this lawsuit and see what happens on that. But, yeah, I already had plans this year to do it. Like I said, I got two lawsuits put against me. You know, it's sort of like the Lapeer deal at the residence, you know, a couple of them. And I want to get that behind me, and then we're going to do some paving out there and widen the return lane and all that stuff. So I want to make it better, that's for sure. I want to make it better.
I tell you, after, you know, looking at the aerial shots and some of the pictures of the Harrisburg one, that place down there is badass.
Oh, it's nice, man.
That up here.
All the pits is paved. There must be 5 acres of it that's paved there. It's nice.
It's beautiful.
I mean,
yeah.
It's one of the nicest tracks around.
Yeah. I mean, we get things dialed out. I wouldn't mind making a trip down there just to do one of your no prep events down there, but it's definitely, that's quite the haul.
Yeah, it's about a little over 7.5 hours, I think. But the trouble right now with the no prep guys is they don't travel like they did because of the expense for the fuel, but fuel's coming back down, and I think another, you know, by next spring, I think we'll be back down to 2.25 a gallon, I think. So
that would be too bad. But.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what I do also. I have a gas company. And I haul gas and everything. But it's come down, what, $1.50 in the last month and a half, right? It was $5.50. You can find it somewhere. Yeah, it's $5.50. Now you can find it for $3.69, $3.70. So it's definitely coming back down.
It's coming back down.
It's still
like
too high.
$3.80 here, but.
Yeah. Yeah. But it comes back down. These guys will start traveling again, you know.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Had a lot,
I
we
think
had
a lot
that,
of us. A lot of us had car trouble, you know, parts failures type stuff. And we're just having a hell of a time getting replacement shit. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's a combination of both things this year, I think.
Yeah.
So. But it'll get better.
Well, we'll get back
we'll get
on
back
track.
After.
Yeah, we'll get back on track. I know a lot of guys, they couldn't get tires even, you know.
Right.
And glue.
Oh, yeah.
Glue right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get glue. So I think I bought 4 or 5 barrels of that. I don't know why I bought so much, but it's a good thing I did.
Yeah.
You know.
You wouldn't have any.
No, I wouldn't. That'd be it. But. All right, guys, I got to go. I had a couple calls while I was on this, and I got to get back. My truck drivers were calling me. So I'll see you guys out there next week, and I hope everything's good with you, and I hope we should have a good time.
Okay, Woody.
Okay, as soon as I can, get some things loosened up, Woody. We're gonna have to talk, man.
Give me a call on that other track when you get a chance, okay?
We'll do.
All right, man. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you.
Appreciate you coming on. I want to thank Woody Sloan, everybody, for coming on the show, giving us some updates on his track and his race. We're going to have to come out and support him as much as we can, people, as much as we can. I can't wait till I get my things together and start working on my car. Bro, y'all just don't know how it's eating me up. Oh, man. But we just have to take it one day at a time. And Woody's opened the door for us to come out to his track and have a nice time. And he wants the fans. He wants that fan count. If we can put on a race up there, and give the fans something to look at, they'll start piling in. And that's what Woody wants. So everybody that's listening to my voice, got a car, don't have a car, come on out, support. Woody's got another track in lower part of Illinois. Matter of fact, I was trying to pull up the address. Let me see if I can get it for you guys. But it's in Harrisburg, Illinois.
2101 North, Route
34
North.
There you go. Y'all heard that?
2101 Illinois Route 34 North, Harrisburg, Illinois.
There we go. And from here to from Detroit there, it's going to probably be about 6.5 hours. Because I know from here to Indianapolis is 5 hours, so it's probably another hour and a half south of that.
According to Google's map, it's 6 hours and 5 minutes for me.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be about 6.5 hours for us coming from Detroit.
Maybe seven. You're a little farther east.
Let's see. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be about 8 hours.
Hey, Jake, we got all these racers that claim to be racers with race cars,
mm-hmm.
and they don't hardly even take them to mining. I know good and well they ain't going all the way to Illinois. I mean, just me.
Some of them. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pick out those chosen ones that will travel. We got a guy on the phone right now, Corey. Corey's willing to travel.
You gotta think about what he was talking about, though, Greg.
Huh?
He was just talking about a $50,000 payday at the end of the season. Don't tell me that ain't gonna draw a few people out of the woodwork.
It should. You're right.
I mean
yeah,
it's
true. But it's Detroit
grand.
Now, so I'm just saying now, this is just me talking. You know, like Shake said, you gotta just get with the ones that will travel. There's a lot of them that got all the equipment and won't go nowhere. So,
you know,
right.
The only downside. Go ahead.
Well, the only
downside to this series he's talking about, if he uses Harrisburg,
mm-hmm.
and he uses the one in Kentucky, and he uses Brown County, and he uses the Onondaga, the final race at the end of the year is going to be down to Harrisburg, because that's going to be the most centrally located.
Right, I think so, too. Kentucky. And where did he say, Brownstown or Browniestown?
Brown County is where War in the Woods is at, and that is
so
far south in Indiana, if you fall down, you're going to land in Kentucky.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's right down
close.
At the line. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they went with St. Louis. They like that, the shake. St. Louis, you go to St. Louis, and if you don't, you look up, you write. If it, what is it? St. Louis, and then you got when we had Black Sunday, we all of a sudden
the
end, and we get, end up being in St. Louis.
Yeah, well, you cross the track we go to is in Illinois, but if you cross the river,
that's
you're
what
in
I'm saying. And
yeah,
right across here with the big ring was St. Louis.
And they say if you're standing on the starting line in Brown County and you face south and throw a rock, it will land in Kentucky.
Ain't that so?
I mean, it's right down there, and it's all in the woods. That is a sketchy-ass place down there. One of the fastest no-prep tracks in the country, and you're in the trees.
Man.
But I'm going to
get rid of the grass.
Out.
Yeah, they did get rid of the grass between the two lanes, though. At least on the racing surface.
They.
See, that's what we did
Rumor
before when we was when we went to mining on that back end down there when they had the no-prep. Man, it had rained the day before. And then when we got down there, it ain't a lot of places over there where there's cement. So you in that grass, man, and I mean, boy, you talking about, oh, my goodness.
Wet.
You know, that's the back end of mine.
They
didn't think about that when they had that big rain. They didn't tell everybody, hey, you got to watch this over here and watch that over there. Because once you make that little turn to go over the grass, you sunk it down. You done sunk down, and it's hard to get out of there once you get in. So.
Well, I'm here to tell you, I parked on the road course down there when I went down to the PYOP, and I found out my car don't like road course no more.
Ooh.
Going through the S-curve to get back to my trailer was sketchy.
Yeah.
That car did not like that shit at all.
Man.
Ooh. Mm.
But it was at least we were on decent, surface with the trailer and shit, but still. Driving the road course to get into my trailer was like, that was dumb. The car ain't made to do that shit. And I wondered why nobody else was parked over there. Now I know why.
That's what I was saying. Now you know why. That's what I was saying.
Yep,
I'm following
exactly
these guys, man. They said, man, ain't nobody over here. This is like a good spot. Man, we got over there, man. We was almost dragging each other out of there, man. It was we sunk down in there. That's why there wasn't nobody over there because of that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the regular guys know where to park. I'll give them that.
Well, that comes from coming to these races quite a bit, and they know about Mylan. They know the good spot.
Well, I'm just getting started in this.
Y'all. Shoot. I just gotta get some things together so I can get the start on my car.
I think you just need to forget about your car and come help me work on mine.
That sounds very selfish.
Yeah, well, hey, I gotta try.
You know
how much money you would save,
Brent, though? Yeah, but it'd be going to bed lonely at night. Just ain't going to cut it, man. I got to sleep with my baby.
I know.
You ain't going to let me sleep in the garage with yours.
No. That's my baby.
No. See? Ain't no sharing.
No, I can't share
but
her.
Man. I was telling Brent earlier today. He called me. Matter of fact, we do for him to come on the show. He ain't made it on yet. But I was telling him, man, when I get a few more things, I got 4 more weeks of hard cutting I got to do, hard work I got to do. And then I might see some light at the end of the tunnel. I might. I should. But 4 more weeks. We'll see how it work out.
Well,
so I wonder if he's gonna clear those lawsuits up that he got at Onondaga and at the other track. I think at the other track. Is he gonna clear them lawsuits up?
It's just Onondaga, and they'll get them cleared up. It's the same people that did the same shit to Dan.
Okay.
With Dan,
they're just,
okay. Yeah.
They're just wasting time and money.
And see, they don't know who they messing with this time. They got Woody up the bat, and Woody ain't like Dan. Dan was working with a small pocket. Woody's pocket's a lot bigger.
Just
and Woody knows some people.
Yeah. Well, and that's just the biggest thing is Woody's got, you know, his corporate lawyers and stuff from all his other businesses. So it's not like he's got to go out and hire, you know what I mean? He's got so much more resources than Dan had. And
yeah.
I wish Dan would have had the resources that Woody's got. It would have been done and over with a long time ago, but.
Yeah.
So.
Have you ever talked to his wife, Candy, and his son? Did you know him?
Not in the last couple of years.
Yeah. I'm going to have to reach out to him, and because they came on the show, the son and his wife.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to have to reach out to him. So that track is theirs just as much as it is anybody else's. As much fighting they did.
Yeah. I would have to agree with that. I mean, it's definitely got their blood in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think, you know, I think Woody's got some good plans out there, and I'm kind of the same direction that Dan wanted to go. And I think that once the lawsuits are settled and finalized, I think Woody would. I think he'll put some time and effort into that place, and it'll be badass.
Yeah,
I don't think
I know he will.
I don't think it'll ever be as nice as that Harrisburg facility. I don't know if you've looked at that or not, but that place is badass. That's like,
is it
better than Martin? Better than Lapeer?
Is it?
Yeah.
Can't be as good as
you
Martin.
You look at pictures on that place. It's oh yeah. Got better grandstands. Doesn't have any grass for the pit areas. Like you said, all the pit, 100% of the pit area is blacktop.
Really?
Yeah, well,
they're all white line marked off.
Yeah, that 7 hours of getting there, that ain't bad at all. I mean, if you're going to go to a track that's got that kind of the conditions like that, I mean, that's the ideal track to be at.
Yeah, that place, you go on their Facebook page and look it up. It's Sloan Harrisburg Dragway, and look at the pictures and the aerial and all that kind of stuff and the layout of that place. That track is what all drag strips need to look like,
man.
Bar none. Like you said, the grandstands have the roof over it, so you're not baking in the sun all day.
Right.
That's like Bowling Green. You know, Bowling Green got that canopy on both sides. You know,
yep.
We was there about 4 weeks ago at Bowling Green Drag Strip. They got the canopy all the way across the over there where you got plenty of shade. All that shade on there. Man, it's beautiful.
Yep. Yep, that's the way this place is down here. You look at it, you'll be like, damn, Rich wasn't bullshitting. It's definitely worth the trip, I think, and I'm going to go down. I get the bugs worked out of mine, and he does that thing for that points things next year. I'll be in every one of them.
Yeah, me too. That no prep.
That's right up your alley, Greg.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you, man.
It comes to points.
Oh, man.
I just don't know what they're going to do about the classes. That's going to be the thing. Because you look at a lot of the no prep stuff, even on TV, not that that's a guide point, but they're not doing the true big tire cars anymore.
You're right about that. I don't understand it. Man.
They're just too fast. So they're going to make, on a TV program, they're making all the big tire guys go to No Prep Kings. So it's at a facility. It's still no prep to a point, but it's at a facility. All the true street stuff and this PYOP stuff is going to a 29.5 is a big class, and the 28.10.5 stock suspension is a small class.
Yep, sure does. And then there's another class too. That what is it? All glass, all steel,
full interior, stock suspension, and a 28 10 5.
Them, that place, it'd be packed with a lot of them cars, man. Woo. Oh. I don't want to take all my stuff apart.
Well, I mean, like with your car, I mean, like Johnny Quick, you know, he took the big tires off and he bought a different set of wheels or different rear end, and he's in that 29 5 10 5 stuff now.
Sure is. He's showing in that class. I saw him at Milan or Milan out of Dayton.
Yeah.
He was running that car. So funny, it looked goofy looking.
But he's got.
But he
went
where the
right
money
now.
At. He going where the money at? That man, that guy, $2,000 entry pot. I mean, you got to pay $2,000 to get in. Some of them, it's $2,000. I think.
I don't think it's that much.
It might not be that much.
I think the one down to the last PYLP, the one I went to down to Milan. When we had issues down there, but it was a $12,000 pot for small tire.
Yep, sure. And it was packed.
Yeah.
I mean, I know when you were there, it was packed. When I was there, it was packed. It was a whole. I mean, it was a whole bunch of them small tire cars. They was there. So it's money to be made out there. And the big tire class, like you said, we had about what 10, 15 big tire cars, but you had over 60 small tires.
I have no idea what the car count was yesterday, but we had guys that were up here yesterday from Missouri and southern Indiana, all over Ohio, Illinois. If I'm not mistaken, there was a couple people, I think, made the trip from New York for that big race they were supposed to have yesterday that got rained out at Milan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all coming back September 10th down there. So that's going to be another big event.
Sure is. That's going to be a big event. Sure, I'm telling you, man.
That's the one I'm planning to have my shit back together for.
But see, now this one I'm trying to figure out. The different classes that they do have there, then in between there they got a test and tune. Them the ones that be tearing the track up. They go down the track, they test the car, they oil the track down. Then that's 2 hours of cleaning up because they don't know how to drive the cars. They go all the way down the track, all the track down. Now you got to clean it all up. Oh my goodness! They had a problem. We had a problem like that about a month ago. In between there was a test of tune at Milan, and they sent two cars down. One car went down there, got sideways, and he hit the guardrail. That wasn't that bad, but the other guy, he was smoking all the way down. I ain't looked in his mirror, ain't looked at nothing. Going all the way down the track and oil everywhere. He ain't got no diaper under the car. Ain't got nothing under there. He just oiled the track down. So we got to sit there 2.5 hours for them to clean the track up.
Hey, Greg, I got a question to ask you. These guys that puke up on the track like that, do you think they just don't know, or you think we can educate them?
I think you need that big old bullhorn. Or something that's, because people pull your own pull and need to have a microphone somewhere where they can tell everybody.
I got a different idea. Driver's meeting.
They have to go through
a driver's meeting before they go down the track. And somebody have to tell them, if your car gets out of hand, squiggly, leaks, or anything, just pull over immediately. We do not want you to mess up the track for the other players. It has to be talked to them and told to them over and over again before they come on the track. So it'll stick in their thick head. Some of them know better and just don't want to get out of it, and what some of them do.
Yeah,
so I think the only thing we can do is go
coming out of the back
of
your car, Shake, you need to be pulling over or looking at some kind of gauge or something in the car to tell you that you got a problem.
Well,
but they don't all do that, though. You know, like you said,
how they gonna see smoke coming out the back of their car and they looking straight ahead? Ain't no mirrors. No mirrors.
Yeah, you're right about that. They just trying to get down through there.
They want
to
stay in it.
they got their foot to the floor, pedal to the metal, and the car ain't going but 20 miles an hour, and they still in it wondering what's happening.
Well, sideways, now you know I'm going left and right, left and right, and just staying in it. I've seen that. I just
yeah,
take my
I've seen some idiots. Yeah. I'm like, I think a driver's meeting before just, and the driver's meeting should be a good lecture on pulling over. If your car ain't going down there and you behind, just pull over. You feel it getting squeaky, just
pull
over.
Shake, they need to tell the drivers at the driver's meeting that this is for everybody. This is not just for the big tire, small tire car. Because a lot of times when we was there, they only had the guys that was in the program. They was the only ones that was there in the driver's meeting. So when they do mention the driver's meeting, they need to make sure it's for everybody.
Right. Exactly. Because, I mean, these guys here, man, they feel like they can still win, and they 4 seconds behind the guy in front of them, they feel like they can still win. Come on. Give it up. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, you need to go in that driver's meeting, too. Line up for the driver's meeting.
Yeah, y'all something, but I'm telling you. Boy, I sure hope Woody come up with something better to set up Onondaga, because I like Onondaga. I like that track, man. I'm telling you.
I do, too, man. I do, too. If I can get Big Mark to bring his ass over here, boy, we're going to have some fun. But let me hope he brings some of that Chicago chicken.
Yeah.
Oops, I better not speak too loud.
Yeah, we need
to get
some of them.
Hey, Shake, ain't they got Orlando giving something in next month, ain't it? Or is it in December? I mean, October.
That's December. All I know about December. I don't do nothing with Orlando in any other month. But it's in December. That is the Super Bowl of all races. I spoke Chicago up.
Ain't it?
I spoke Chicago up. Hey, tell Big Mark. Shake and Bake ain't here.
Man, I'm sitting here eating greens and cornbread trying to relax. You done pull me in the face.
You supposed to be sharing that with us, man. Ain't we your homies? Ain't we your homies?
All
right, Greg, he got food and won't share with us.
We'll eat some of his food. He'll bring some food with us.
Yeah, I got greens, ham hocks, hot water cornbread. Man.
Oh, man,
it
hurt
Saturday
me already.
Try to listen to the show, and then all of a sudden, oh, man, here we go. What's going on with you gentlemen tonight, man?
It's all good. Everything lovely. It's got this rain,
man.
It's raining like cats and dogs over here. Man.
Hey, man, sometimes, little rain, clean the streets up, get the oil and dirt off the ground. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Plus, it replenishes y'all water supply up there, which I heard y'all need up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely
need that. We don't need no water, Greg. We don't need no water.
Not us, but the grass over there.
We surrounded. We surrounded by water.
Yeah.
But the grass is brown. The grass is brown. So we got to get some water somewhere.
Hey,
I don't water my grass.
Mark.
I let the elements do
that.
Hey,
Big Mark.
Big Mark, sir.
We can go three directions to get water. Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, Lake Erie. And we got one on standby, Lake Huron.
Okay. It sounds like a winner.
Yeah,
hey, man, you're going to be here for Vaughn's race.
For whose?
Vaughn's race. Race car Vaughn on the 3rd of next month. On the 3rd of next month.
Oh, man, I can't make it, bro. I can't make it. I was planning on coming to Sean's race. I can only do one.
Oh, well, you know, Sham race is on the 17th of this month.
I can only do one, man.
Hey,
I'm in a jam.
Drag race news. They got something coming out in 41, ain't it? Drag
race. Right, they got that cancer awareness coming on.
That's October.
Chancellor Wade was not till October.
Black Nation News.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Till October.
Oh,
yeah,
that's okay.
I can only do one, bro. I'm in the jam right now, Big Mark.
Okay, I understand.
I'm in the jam. Yep, I got to come support Drag Nation News because he's always supported me. Not that I got nothing against nobody else. It's just that I got to limit it. I might go to three races for the rest of the year.
Okay.
Drag Nation News, Trick or Treat, and Baldy's, which is in Florida. If I get another one in anytime after that, I don't know. It's in there.
You know, Bodie is supposed to be up here at Shamsbury. Him and Mudbone 2 going at it again.
Oh, at Shamsbury?
He wants some get back. So, yeah, they told him to come on up here and he can get it. Say he's coming.
Oh, man. So that's going to be on the 17th of September?
Yes, sir. Since you ain't coming, I'm going to have to get a half order of corned beef. They don't need me getting no big old cooler full of corned beef and you don't show up.
Oh, man. He messed around and mentioned corned beef. Oh, I'm sitting there thinking of ways I can get there.
I'm going to tell Chef Lee only send me one pie. Don't send me two or three. Just send one over there.
I'm about to put you on mute, man. I'm about to put you on mute. You keep on doing that. Good God almighty. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're supposed to have a ball. Now, Vaughn's race, I think they say they got so far at 12 to 15 definite lock-ins. At this point, they might have more, but the last I heard, it was somewhere between 12 and 15. And they're having a G-Body shootout. I think it's paying like $4,000 to the winner. And they're having, some other kind of shootout going on. But I know it's supposed to be pretty good. It's going to be a good race.
Okay.
You got to support them. Chicago alone, you got to support all of them guys.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to have a ball whether y'all guys come up here or not. We're going to still have a ball. We ain't going to let nothing stop.
Yeah, you ain't supposed to. I just wish I could, bro.
Uh-huh.
I wish I could. Hey, we had Woody Sloan on the show a little while ago, the owner of Onondaga. He announced he having a race event next week at his track, and then he bought another track, Big Mark. It's down there by y'all,
in
the southern part of Illinois.
Okay.
It's called, it's in the city, called Harrisburg, which is just south of Evansville, Illinois. Illinois.
Quarter mile track, 8 mile track?
From what I see on the thing, it says eighth of a mile. But I thought it was bigger than that. Ain't it, Rich? I think it's bigger than an eighth of a mile.
Okay. All right. Well,
I've never been there, but. Yeah. And he talking about buying another one.
Okay, so everything's good now with Onondaga? No more problems?
Yeah, he still got a little bit of stuff hanging over his head, but he's gonna battle with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you think got going on up there, man? Anything going on in Martin or 131? Martin and the other one, what is
Milan.
You know what I'm talking about. Milan, yeah.
Yeah, Milan. Yeah, Milan is back open. They've been throwing races here and there, doing pretty good. I just can't go right now, Big Mark. I got too much on my plate. But,
hey, man, you got to do what you got to do, man. You got to put priorities first. Then, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
You know prep, or you just do the prep stuff?
Well, like I say, I normally like to prep because, I mean, I got a stock-ass car, so I ain't doing no whole lot of nothing, you know.
Right. Well, I was just going to say that Milan on September 10th, they got a big no-prep event, backwards race. It's going to be
I can run it.
It's going to be above a $10,000 pot for a small tire.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that don't sound half bad. I'm definitely got to support all my buddies at 41, Sean, Sham, and Vaughn. Got to be in all those. Can't miss them. Got to keep this thing going the best way we can.
That's true.
Shake, when can you get to 131? I might come up there and hang out with you up there. If you got you just totally ain't got no time for none of that right now, or
nothing right now until I get this mess off more. I got 4 more weeks of bull crap I gotta deal with.
All right. Well, God cheated on that for you.
Yeah. I have to holler at you when I get some of this mess off from over my back.
Okay. Well, you know me, I don't ever turn the phone off.
Right. You always there for me, Big Mark.
Yeah, man. It's going to be all right, Shay. Whatever it is, it can all be worked out.
Yeah.
I start my day. I know a lot of people don't. But I start my day expecting the worst, hoping for the best. So if the worst comes, I'm not shocked by it. I'm prepared for it because that's what I was expecting. And if it turns out for the best, then that's all the better the day goes.
Right. Never give up. Always think that. Yep. Always believe that God's on your side.
I just came from out in the street watching them young boys doing their thing. They out there right now playing around. I don't really go out there that much anymore, but it was just such a nice day. I went out there and stayed out there for about a couple hours, and then I came on back here.
Mm-hmm.
This new generation ain't playing, man. They getting down.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was looking, what shocked me, have you seen, well, I know you're from Detroit, so I know you know. I was seeing the reviews on them new charger they supposed to come out with, the electric charger.
What they talking about?
They say this year, this upcoming season is the last year for the V8 packages, no more Hemis, none of that. Next year will all be electronic. They got a two-door charger concept they were showing, and it's got engine sounds in it. It's electronic, but when you stump on the gas, it sounds like you got sound coming from the car like you driving a regular Hemi car, a regular Hellcat.
Oh. So it's like my little sister's baby doll that make that cry like they want mama noise, huh?
Yeah. Just look up new charger, and they're discontinuing challenges. So this year coming up is the last year for the challenges.
Man.
And they say they're gonna make a limited edition convertible. Hellcat convertible challenger.
So they just gonna force that electric stuff on us, huh?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, so in other words, open mouth and say and take it like your man.
Yeah, that's the future, they say. They say they can run just as fast with them batteries up under that back seat than they can with putting all that gas and them superchargers up under the hood of them other motors.
So all these auto parts wonder what's going to happen to them. Auto parts and dealerships and...
You can't go buy electric fuel pump no more because electric cars don't need it. You got to throw away your car breaker, Big Mark. Greg, you got to throw away that car breaker because that's obsolete.
Yeah, that's good.
So if you got a gas leak on your car now, you might as well throw it away because next year they're going to have cars. You don't even need the fuel line.
So you go out there and spend $5,000-$6,000 on a turbo, and then you look up and next thing you know, the EV going to push your turbo right back in the garage where you can't do nothing with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh boy! Hey, Greg, I can see us coming to the track, and they wave us off. So you can't bring that car in here. You can't bring that big top bed in here. Why not? You make too much noise, and we don't want that fuel spilling on the ground.
Right. Oh man.
I'm gonna keep mine. Even if they have to bury me in mine, I'm gonna keep on. Somebody's gonna be always grudge racing. What are you gonna say? Okay, we don't want electric cars at my track. Everybody else can come. I'll be there.
That's right. I'll be there too. I'll be right there.
You go.
Yeah, you know, they got a big event at Milan this weekend coming up called the Motor City Mayhem. That's Peso. I don't know if you're familiar with Peso.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah, he got a big old grudge event. It's Friday and Saturday, but Thursday is the track rental for Milan. So that's the big event that's coming up right now. That's what everybody talking about now.
Okay. Yeah, okay, don't sound bad. He was supposed to show up at Big Sham racing. He didn't show up. Supposed to been coming raining 2 or 3 cars and no sign of him. I don't know.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. They say he was a big no-show. I was there, but I wasn't. I was just there.
When was this, Big Mark?
Sham's race in June.
Oh, he's supposed to be there in June?
Yeah, he's supposed to be bringing a Corvette and a Mustang. But, hey, nothing happened. I don't think but a couple of Detroit guys showed up.
Yeah, only thing I think probably did show up. Like you said, Peso probably ain't going to show up, I'm almost sure. But Young Money Racing, they may bring a couple of they boys with them out of Detroit.
Yeah,
they may come. They're the only ones that actually.
Yeah, I think they did have a couple cars here. But, yeah, you know, these guys just get a little frustrated because, like you say, anything y'all got, it normally would probably be a bunch of us heading that way for that race. But when the guys here do something, you know, don't nobody seem to want to come and support the Chicago crews and stuff. You know, they got the tracks working pretty good up here, and they resurfaced the Grove. They redid 41.
The problem ain't the track. It's the assholes in Detroit. I'm going to just be real with you because I come over there to Chicago all the time. They make a complaint. I've heard somebody say, oh, the track ain't hooked. That's a damn lie.
Right.
The track hooked. Lil Tony comes over here all the time, don't he? He breaks rims in his car, don't they? They have pro mods go down the track.
Right.
That's because we got a lot of, and I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. We got a lot of assholes in Detroit that just want to make an excuse because they don't want to travel.
Yep.
That's all it is. Don't want to travel. And I ain't got a car together yet, but I travel. So just think, a couple more dollars, put a trailer behind me, and bring a car. That's all they have to freaking do. So
if y'all have something going on at Milan in the Grove, I didn't come up to Milan for just to watch a grud race, just one race on a testing Tuesday, and I did the same thing up at Martin. Just drove all the way up there to see one particular race. Wasn't nothing else, you know, just a few minutes traveling. That's all.
That's what Chicago got on us. They will travel. They committed in this racing than more than Detroit. You go to the next car show we have here, it'll be filled up just like the track in 41. But they will not take that car, put it on the trailer, and go out of state. They won't. And I'm sorry to say it, but I'm going to tell them the truth. They don't travel. Ain't but a couple of people that will travel. Doc James will travel. Greg will travel. Melvin will travel. And maybe one or two others. Well, you know Young Money will, but
yeah.
The rest of them, they can stay their butt at home, man. Okay. Y'all got us on Big Mark. Y'all got us on that.
I just don't understand it. I mean, it ain't like they scared they're going to get robbed or something if they come up here. Ain't nobody going to rob them or take their cars or nothing. They listen to y'all Detroit. Y'all supposed to be tough guys, too. You know what's going on.
It's not they scared they're going to get robbed. They just selfish as hell. They'd rather stay home, stay local, and save their money.
Right.
What happened to the brotherly love? If you race me, Big Mark, and beat me, I got some get back, right?
Right, all day.
Okay, they should still keep that mentality. They don't have that mentality no more.
No.
Y'all come here, okay, then we need to go there. I do it all the time, whether I got a car or not. They need to do it too. Chicago come to Detroit. Detroit need to go to Chicago.
We come in full
force. We had a problem with that with the guys down south, remember? When this grudge stuff started off, we were going down south, but the south people wasn't coming up here.
Right.
That's selfish.
Uh-huh.
They was satisfied with local tracks at home. They can go 5-10 miles and be at a track. Remember what they said? Why do we have to go all the way up there? We're going to pass by 200 tracks. We can stay here and race.
Uh-huh.
That's selfish. I don't give a damn what they want to talk about. That's just plain selfish.
But Shaq, you hit the nail on the head. And hear the thing about it. Just like what's the name just said, you got when Chicago guys come up here, they come up 20 strong. Some of them even 30. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be tons of cars.
Yeah.
We go down to Chicago, 4, 5, if that many. That don't make any sense.
It don't.
Man.
It don't. That's what I told you. It's just plain selfish, man. Hell, when we was kids, we used to go different locations, different cities to play basketball, play on y'all's court, and then y'all come over here and play on my court. But they don't have that loyalty no more.
No.
It's just, you can play on my track, but I ain't going to yours. That's selfish.
Yeah, it's a disconnect out there somewhere. It's got to be bigger.
Me and Big Mark, we treat each other. If I bring some food there, I share it with Big Mark, or Big Mark will bring some and share it with me. We got that connection. A lot of other guys don't have it.
We just keep being who we are, and they can't worry about them. You know, let them do what they do. But I'm not going to let their shortcomings stop me from having my fun.
Right. Exactly. Let them be them.
Hey, so what was the subject tonight? What were you guys talking about?
We didn't have a subject. Woody came on and talked right before you come on, and he explained about his track and the event he got at Onondaga. And we said we were gonna. I said I was gonna go and support his track in Harrisburg, and
okay,
see what it's like, because he bought that track. It was closed down. They say it's nice, like Milan, maybe a little bit better than Milan. It's got tarps over the state over the one of the areas. They got bleachers all over. I gotta go see this track.
Yeah. See if I can pull it up on the computer. See what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. It's called what he said it was called Sloan Dragway in Harrisburg, Illinois. Harrisburg, Indiana.
Well, I'm gonna find it. When the show's over, I'm gonna show pull it up on my computer.
Hey, Greg.
That's it.
Yeah.
What did Rich say? Go on his website. What was his website? Do you remember?
I didn't even write it down. I was gonna write it down, and that show was got my mind on something else and forgot all about. But I know it's in Illinois. Sloan Dragway. I think it's Sloan. It was Sloan and something Dragway. Just can't think of it right now what it is. But
I'm trying to look it up.
That's a nice.
I'm trying to look it up. Sloan Harrisburg Raceway.
That's it.
1965-2237. Illinois.
You say Harrisburg?
Yeah, Harrisburg. Go to www.sloandragway.
Okay.
That's his website. Because the name used to be Sell a Quarter was the name of the track. It used to be Sell a Quarter. It says 1/8 mile concrete dragway located north of Harrisburg, Illinois. I got to understand why they got two different addresses on here. 1515 Highway 34 North.
Hey, Shaq, I'm going to run outside and close my windows up in my dually. So I'm going to be
too late now. It's too late now.
After I just thought about it, that's all this rain coming down. Now I got to go out there and do it. It's too late now. I ain't got them all the way down, but you know, it cracked.
You might as well wait till the Wednesday when it all run out. hey, your truck, hey, you might have to go two blocks over. Your truck been floated two blocks over. It's probably in Bismarck's backyard by now.
Yeah, it was 80 degrees out here. I cracked my damn window. Then all of a sudden, I just waited, and actually waited because I was watching drag racing. And waited, and then now while we over here talking, I'm over here talking, having a good time with your buddy, Monadega, and forgot all about my window. Fix the clothes up.
Man. Hey, Big Mark, if you go on the website, they got video shots of cars in the track, kind of like St. Louis. It's got the little overhead thing, too.
Okay, my computer said that site can't be reached.
Can't be reached.
I'm going to try it again. Uh-huh.
you go on www.sloan, what did I say, Sloan Harrisburg, www.sloan Dragway. That's what I hear.
Okay.
Harrisburg Raceway. Yeah, they got the little oval thing over the track. You know, when you come right before you come into the water box.
Oh, okay, there you go.
It's called, the old name was Exceller Quarter Raceway, but Sloan and changed the name already.
This thing says Sloan all on the Dega Dragway. Michigan. Yeah, I'm just getting Michigan.
Do you put your
Sloan
map
on the Dega?
Go through on your map. That's what I did. Go to your map and hit the speaker at the top and say Sloan Dragway. Harrisburg, Illinois, because he got two tracks, so he was pulling up the one that's in Michigan.
Yeah.
They got some kind of soybean field right next to the track. I wonder if he's going to get that land.
That way he ain't got to worry about nobody telling him what to do.
All right.
Ooh-wee.
Okay.
You see the website?
I'm trying it again. Let me try it now. It says site can't be reached.
What am I looking at here? Let me see. I went to the map and Sloan Harrisburg Raceway.
Okay. Let me try that. Now everything I put in there, the one up in Michigan keeps popping up.
You put Sloan Harrisburg Raceway?
Yeah. It just Sloan Aladega pops up.
Let me try what you're doing. Do this. You go to Google.
Oh, okay.
Let me know when you're ready. Type in Sloan.
I'm ready.
Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
Raceway.
Okay.
As long as I pump, type in Sloan Harrisburg, HARRISBURG Raceway, it pops up. No?
You give it 1 second. All right, let's try that. Site can't be reached.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I guess I got some, I got AT&T internet. I don't know what it is.
That should be a good one. I got T-Mobile, which is up under you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
I'm on my
Google,
tablet.
Right?
I just tried to get. Yeah. I'm on my tablet. After the show, I go on my laptop.
Go to your phone. You can't do it on your phone?
Yeah, let me see if I can do it while I'm talking to you. Because yeah.
I'm Damn, that's kind of messed up. Go to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Type in Sloan, S-L-O-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
Harrisburg, H-A-R-R-I-S-B-U-R-G. Raceway. It didn't pop up.
Let's see. Yeah, I think I got it.
Sloan Harrisburg Raceway. And then you scroll down and hit the website.
Yeah, I got it now.
Okay.
Saline County, Illinois.
Saline County?
Yep, and then as you go further down, it says Harrisburg, Illinois.
Yeah, Saline is the county, but Harrisburg is the city.
Okay.
Like Detroit is a city, but Wayne County is our county. It's under Wayne County.
It used to be called a Cellar Quarter Raceway.
Yep, sure did.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the name. He didn't want that same name.
Yeah, it looks like a nice little track. Got some nice cars out there.
Yeah, I was looking at them cars. Look at that. You see that Vega?
Ooh. Yeah, that Vega cute. The pit area is nice. I know that Pontiac there. I know them guys. Yeah, I like the paint on that Vega.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Says it has been sold. I guess that's to your guy.
Yeah.
They have a no prep. August 7th up there.
Yeah, I see that. And then they got a bracket race August the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Gates open at 2 p.m. Time trials, 4 p.m. Super Pro.
Right.
At Pro. I don't know what they mean by win 40%. I ain't never heard no 40%. Run up 20% in my opinion. Super Pro wins $1,000. Run up 300 semi-80. And quarter
okay.
What junior dragster. Okay.
not bad. Might check that out. Don't have to get down there. Hey, have you talked to our California buddy today?
I tried calling him. He didn't answer. He's probably at work.
Okay.
He's probably at work. Yeah, Otayo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, what you were saying earlier. I plan to make it the trick-or-treat this year. I didn't make it last year. I think I was sick last year when it came, but I'm going to make it this time. I want to go to Florida, too. For the,
That's what I was telling Greg. Them would probably be the next two races I definitely going to make. Trick or treat. I always have fun at trick or treat. I mean, dude, T-shirt weather. It'd be cold here in Detroit. T-shirt weather down there. I'm close to home. 3 days, man, of just racing every day, every day. Good weather, food. I don't miss it because I don't miss his event because we're throwing a pretty good race, a damn good race. And then I can sit and chill until December when Bodie in Florida, I go to his race.
Like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing them guys come up here. And that's shameful for the Detroit people too. You know, Chicago went down there, Three Lug, Leroy, and then went down there to race in California. And the California boys is coming all the way back up here to race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Detroit ain't but a 4-hour ride. Look where these boys is coming from to get this race on and support Sham and Leroy show.
Mm-hmm. And see, when some stuff really go to flying and looking good, Detroit going to be left out of the bag because they don't travel and support nobody.
Right. Yep. Oh, I got a call here. I got to take this call. Look, I'm going to put you guys on hold. I'll be right back. Let me take this. Got to take this call.
So Big Mark, I'm gonna have to close the show down. We had Woody on the show, man, and Woody was explaining to us about his new track. He got a new track, man. It used to be called Sell a Quarter, but he can change the name. So now he got two tracks. He's got Onondaga here in Michigan, and he's got the one in Harrisburg. It's called Sloan. Harrisburg Raceway. It's in Harrisburg, Illinois. So we're going to have to go out there and support and check him out. Got to go out there and support him. All right, we're going to get on up out of here, man, and call it quits. We can get 2 hours of this show. I'm tired. I got to go to work in the morning. Anybody got anything they want to say, hit the one button and we can get it on. All right. We're going to close this joker out, man, and get on out of here. We did 2 hours. Good talking to Woody Sloan. Woody Sloan say he got a new track out, everybody. That's the second one. He got one in Onondaga and he got one in Illinois. So with that track being up and ready, sort of like St. Louis. So we're gonna thank Woody for coming on, and we're gonna try to go out and support his track, people. He got a new track, a secondary track in Illinois. Go out there and support his track and show the man some love. Show the man some love. So he's calling us to come out there this weekend at Onondaga. And if you can, go out and support his other track. So, oh, shuck, we got somebody else calling. I'm about to get out of here. What up, Brother Kid? What's up,
well,
Kid?
Say, what that track at in Illinois at?
Harrisburg.
Oh, okay, because I know Rockford
got sold. It's down there by Evansville.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's 8 hours for us to get there. I think it's like probably about 6 hours for y'all, maybe five.
Yeah, about five.
5 hours. Yep. Yeah, he got him a new track, man, and he changed the name. It was Seller Quarter, but he changed it to Sloan Harrisburg Sloan Dragway. Not bad.
Okay.
Not a bad track. Not a bad track, bro. Not a bad track.
If you get some more information on it, send it to my phone.
Will do. Will do. You been all right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, man. We was about to get up out of here, man. And I'm about to lay it down. I got to get up early in the morning. Shoot. I hate these Mondays, though. All right, man. Holler at you. All right. Appreciate everybody for calling in on the Shake and Bake Goods Talk Show. I want to thank our special guest. And we'll see y'all next week, next time, here on the Shake and Bake Show. And we out of here, people. I got to get some sleep.